Yo guys, we're back.
Yeah, so we're back after a few weeks, months, who knows.
I'm not sure when we last did our last one.
I'm not sure. You've done some on your own, haven't you? Mm. But we do honestly aim for this to become more consistent. We've just found a little slot of time, so we thought we would fill it by speaking to you all, or one or none, who knows. But yeah, we do plan to get this back up and running, as well as other things. It's just that life seems to keep throwing curveballs at the minute, but we do, in the end, bounce back. By this, I mean that I ended up in hospital last week. Test still ongoing, but hopefully some news or some very fast recovery very soon.
Yeah, it was a bit of a weird week in it, but I think life's just different now. Like I say, when we used to do these consistently, we had them set up in the first studio in the office, so it was just easy going. We had 10 minutes, our classes, or we worked together in the first studio, second studio, side by side. Everything was kind of similar, so when I finish, you finish. Now we're in the same building, but we rarely, if I'm PTing, you're PTing, or you're on shift, vice versa, or you're training, I'm training, vice versa, whatever it is. But yeah, we will try and get better than them, because we do get asked a lot of questions between the both of us, from clients, from gym members, from stuff we see on online and stuff like that. So this is just like a good place to speak to a lot of people in one message.
Yeah, so what we thought we'd talk about today is we're finding a lot of people are looking for a coach at the minute. Inquiries are coming in, not just for us as well. It's interesting for us to be surrounded by so many PTs and watch them get inquiries as well. So there is a bit of a trend at the minute. So we wanted to talk about if you are looking for a coach, what sort of coach should you be looking for? So I'm going to start this with a little bit of a quote that I've just put on Instagram. It has to be personal to you. Again, there are coaches with a stricter approach. If that's something you need, go for it. If it's a more relaxed approach, which seems to be the clientele that are drawn to me, a more relaxed approach. They're not sort of in a rush to get the results. They do see results. It's more about how they feel in the beginning. They want to get, you know, they want confidence around a barbell. Yeah, it just completely depends on what you're looking for, I think. But as long as your coach is supportive and can understand you as a human being, doesn't try to pigeonhole you in regards to follow this meal plan, etc., it just has to work for you. Again, even to a degree, and I'm going to be, you know, a bit controversial here, even meal plans have the place. Do I agree with them? No. Do I do them? No. But if someone is really struggling, thrives off routine, it could be a good, and I'm going to emphasize the word, start. Now, what I give my clients is like a meal guide. It's very, very broad, and it's basically more about how they can spread things out over the day. I don't actually give any meals on there. So yeah, finding a coach that's right for a person. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, it's just got like you said, it's got to line up with what you're after. I've spoke about before, but like I if someone came to me and was looking to get on stage, if someone came to me and was looking for the like super strict plan, like it's not really what I do anymore. Like my approach, my systems, my clientele are all kind of late 30s, 40s, early 50s, who are now parents, who have done all the going out every weekend, but now I just want to get a little bit healthier, want to drop a little bit of weight. So I do have people who come to me from like ex-Slimming World and Weight Watchers, who will come in with a mindset of, oh, can you do me a meal plan? And I have to sit down with them then and go like, oh, if I can, and it's dead cheesy that saying it, with a fish and teach them how to fish kind of thing. But if I can teach you how to do this nutrition thing, then you won't need a PT anymore. You won't need a PT forever because the basics don't change. The basics for every healthy person are the same. But it would all depend on what you are. I know a lad who absolutely smashes like before and afters out, and he, one of his approaches is he tracks, and I did this the other week on a program I bought. He works on percentages in the gym, you know, like, and we did it a little bit, and it's a lot to take in, isn't it? It's a lot to like, right, you need to do your percentage of your deadlift at 55%, 70%. Yeah. Some people, like, and even my clients right now, they wouldn't want that. Like, when I get someone in, I have to find out where they are nutrition wise, because even my Fitness Pal is a big step for someone. I have a guy now who's going through pen and paper because he's brand new to it all. Where I had a lady start yesterday who's already used my Fitness Pal but did a lot of it wrong. So she's jumped like ahead. Like, it's just looking for what you need. But even if you came across the best nutritionist and you came across the best personal trainer, if you don't align with that person, that's just a cat throwing toys. If you don't align with that person and you don't get on with what their message is and their approach is, it's never going to work.
Yeah, it does. You have to have that. You have to relate to that person. And that's what a lot of my girls have said to me is, because basically you do get chosen. It is a bit like they go window shopping, don't they? When they're looking to make an investment. I chose you because you've been there. And because I have, and that's where I can relate to them, and they are getting results and they're still having chocolate, but they, because they know they can have it, they have it in moderation. Whereas, you know, a lot of them, and not that I'm qualified to help people with eating disorders or anything, and this is something that I tell them. So when they say, oh, like, I've got a history of binge eating, etc., I would always recommend them to seek advice about this, because I am not a counsellor, and I'm not even a nutritionist, but, you know, I'll help them from a training perspective. But even helping them from that training perspective helps them with the nutrition, because it's not that all or nothing mentality anymore. And this is so big, isn't it, is that having the all or nothing mentality works for some of the population. Some. But I use with my clients the something mentality, and it works. It's all about the person, and it just, yeah, like you said, you have to connect, don't you, with that person, and give them the help that they need. You know, I've had a girl going, right, Leah, I've booked my wedding, I need a massive kick up the arse. So she's had a massive kick up the arse. It just, you know, you can be adaptable as well, like you can change and things like that, but you just have to have that level of respect between coach, don't you?
Yeah, and that comes down to, like, you as a coach, doesn't it? Where you can have the one mentality of, this is how I do things, and if people fit into that and people can do that, that's amazing. I think if you get someone who comes in, and as a coach you can't adapt to that person, but you still take that person in, and again, this is what happened to me. I could do it, but I probably wasn't, because there wasn't many questions asked about, like, my past relationship with food or anything like that, or my routine right at the moment. I went from, like, all right, health-wise, to training 17 times a week, to eating terrible meals for 8 weeks, to get a six-pack, to go on into Tenerife, to lose it in 4 days, to then be on my own with a person who didn't have the best relationship with food growing up, who was never overweight, but never wanted to be fat, never wanted to be, was not in a good place mentally or anything. I was kind of left on my own then to kind of fend for myself, and it set me back years. As a coach, even like with mine, when I get a client in, sometimes, like you said, I would never do a meal plan. I don't like meal plans. And again, probably because of my relationship with meal plans, or that meal plan. But sometimes you do have to coach the person, because you can give them an inch and go like, oh yeah, you can have chocolate, you can have pizza, you can have burgers, like it, and they'll run away with that and go like, oh well, like, and you're like, yeah, you can't be okay with your calories and just like borderline your maintenance calories Monday to Friday, and then go and get pissed on a weekend because I've said it's flexible, this approach, because then you don't get results long term. You have to compromise on things to get the results you want. I've had clients who, weddings, and again, probably my favourite too is the ones who wanted IVF, and we had to go to them, right, we've got a date in mind, we need to get your weight off because the doctor's going to go off the BMI. I knew when we got closer I could do things with the water weight, with the salt, to get them dehydrated, to go in and get the results, and that's what we did. But like if I go to someone, all right, or like if I get a fighter who comes in, or someone who needs to hit a certain weight and bring health down, and I'm going, oh, you can have that flexible approach. They're doing food diaries and going like, this is like, and I'm looking at it going, this is not great. Like, this food diary is, you're not getting your five a day, you're not getting your protein, your calories are way too over, you drink too much. That person would then need coaching to go, right, this is not working, this flexible approach. We need to stricken this up. We need to come up with a solution between us to find out how we get you from A to B to C to D. It's just that, and that comes down to the coach as a person, and again, you asking the right questions to the coach before you select them on how they do it. Because if you go in, say if you come to me and you go, right, I want a meal plan and I want this and I want that, and then I'm going, that's not really what I do, that's both of our faults. We've kind of had a miscommunication kind of thing. So yeah, you just have to ask the right questions before you pick the coach. But again, there's plenty out there. There's some good ones. There's some great ones. But it's just finding one that works for you. Because if you come across the best nutritionist and the best PT, but you don't get on with that person and the message doesn't align with yours, it's never going to really work.
No, it's not. And, you know, like you said before, I've just completely forgot what you said before, but I thought, oh, actually, that's really good.
That was
good.
A great point.
Yeah, yeah, it was a really good point. This is why I need a pen and paper. Oh, yeah, sorry. So, you know, it's like with children, like, you learn a hell of a lot and you change a hell of a lot when you're a parent. And, you know, you said you changed massively as a personal trainer after you'd had your children. And yeah, your priorities and your mindset and everything just switches. Because if I give like if I was to give Bella an inch, she'd take 6 miles. And like you said with a client, this is where your support has to be individualized. And you know, there's weeks where my girls need a little bit of tough love to go like, no, but then I've built up that relationship with them that they know it, that they're not being attacked. Because a lot of the girls that I have, and a lot, and a big reason that I've found from working with anxious women over the past 6 years is how intimidating this industry can be. And it frustrates me that people are scared to get fit. People are scared to walk into a gym. People are scared to reach out for support because they feel that it's not doable. But when in reality, it's doable for everybody, but it has to be at that person's pace. It doesn't have to be all or nothing, which is what I mentioned before. It's this whole anxious feeling that, you know, it has to be 1,200 calories and you have to cut out bread and, you know, you have to go out for a walk and get 10K steps a day, even if you're fucking snowed in.
Remember, it's just to that, interrupt you there, but remember when we used to walk around the house to get our steps?
Yeah.
Like, it's not healthy, like, that, is it?
We've been there. Mm. Like, we are speaking from experience. We have been there. And, but whereas we're getting people results by finding out their own target that they can reach per week, it's just the case of we as an industry need to make getting healthy accessible and not intimidating for everybody. Like, it's massive. And I think I feel this more than maybe some people, because it's the girls that I deal with. It's when they're shaking when they're coming in for the first session. It's the fact that they didn't reply to my message for 2 weeks after they'd asked for a consultation. It's this that needs changing, because people are demonizing food and people are making the whole thing look so aggressive and so intimidating. Whereas the fact that a girl has achieved 4K steps instead of 2, what a fucking achievement. You know, like, I had a girl sign up with me 4 weeks ago and she was having 4 takeaways a week, right? And I said to her, just do your food diary for me. I'm not going to give you calories yet. I just want a food diary off you. All she needed to do was start training. She's had 1 takeaway in 4 weeks. I didn't tell her she couldn't, by the way. I said, just do your food diary for me for the first week. And she was like, Lee, I've not had a takeaway, because I was just a bit more conscious about it. I didn't tell her she couldn't. Yeah. But now in 4 weeks, she's had 1, because she expected me to tell her.
Yeah.
But I didn't have to, because now she's fixing a mindset that's come naturally anyway. And again, she's different to somebody else, and somebody else is different to the person sat next to them. Everybody is different. So you have to find a coach that works for you. If you need shouting at every day, get a coach that will shout at you every day. I've had girls come to me and it worked for them that their old coach asked them to upload photos every Saturday, right? That worked for them. Fine. You, like, everybody's different. So look, research and find a coach that you can watch, that you can read and go, I can relate to you and I think you will be good for me. It's like a relationship. You go on a date and you go, oh no, this is not for me. It's exactly the same. So do that.
Yeah.
Just look, read, even ask them. Just say, could we have, and you know, most hopefully will give sort of a non-obligation. I would like it's what a consultation's for. Am I a right fit for me? Am I a right fit for you? And are you a right fit for me? But if you've got any questions, as we always say, message us on Instagram and go, I don't know, I'm in America and I'm looking at getting this PT, what do you think? And again, like this is sort of the approach that I need. You know, if you want to check in daily, find someone. Weekly, find someone. Don't want to check in, find someone. Just research, but we're here to help if needed. But there's a coach out there for everybody. And even if it doesn't work, move on. Like, we've picked up other people's clients before, and I'm sure, you know, it will continue to happen, and it's just part of the game. It's just trial and error. You know, you break up relationships after a bit because they're not working. It's similar.
Boo. What a sad thought. But yeah, no, it is, and it is. It's just asking the questions, the right questions. And if you are not, don't know us, and you are looking at a coach and you're not sure what these questions are, because obviously we've not gone over any questions, just message us, or we might do another podcast on, like, because again, I fell for stuff, and even like business, more so business wise, where they offer you the dream and you sign up, and then it's like, this is a bad one for, like, if you've ever done sales or anything, you'll, but like, I joined a program and it was like, oh, message 100 people a day on Instagram, and it was like, oh my god, that's how I hate being sold to, like that, like, so just cold messages. And it's just finding what works for you. Again, everyone has their own approach, everyone has their own little ways of getting things. Like every business, there's good and bad, but you just have to make sure you get on with the person, and then hopefully that person is the right fit for you and can coach you around what you need rather than what they say. And I think that's a big thing.
Yeah, but just know that there will be a coach for you. You don't need to be scared or anything like that. Like, there will be, hopefully there will be a point in the future where this toxicity around difference of opinions, etc., will sort of come to an end, because it's okay to have a different opinion. Like, it's okay. And, you know, it will be celebrated by everybody that everybody has different coaching approaches, and it's cool.
Yep.
So, yeah, whatever you're up to, have a good day. We really do hope that we will be back soon. And, yeah, take care of yourselves. If you want to find us, we've got Instagram, Fat Loss Coach for Parents.
No, Fat Loss Coach.
Oh, Fat Loss Coach. So, and I'm Lee the PT, L-E-I-G-H, and we'll speak to you soon.
Bye.